So it is time for the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times. I'm Kevin Keith. We got Ken Hartman there and Clinton County Commissioner Josh Hewitts. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
All right.
We're good today. Thanks for calling.
Good. Hey, yeah. Thanks for having me on.
So where, well, the obvious question is, where are we sitting?
Well, we seem to be, things seem to be stabilizing a little bit. I hate to jinx us.
Yeah.
You know, we saw yesterday that, I think our, I'm pretty sure our count's still 11.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And we've had 186 county residents tested, which I thought that sounded low when I heard the number, but then I went ahead and started doing some math, and we're right on pace with the rest of the state. So as far as our percentage of population that's been tested. And then we're a little ahead of the game on, and lucky to have only 11. And one person passed away so far, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Condolences go out to those folks for sure, thinking about it. But, so things are starting to look a little more positive.
So I take it your recommendations and everything else are still the same as they have been.
Sure, yeah. I think, you know, it's proof positive that the recommendations that we made are working.
Mm-hmm.
As a state, and as a nation, we're flattening the curve, as they say. So it's not a lot of fun for everybody to stay at home and for things to be shut down, but it's definitely working, so.
Rodney and I were talking yesterday, and we were talking about social distancing, and we all have seen a different length of how far you should stay apart. Of course, everything was 6, but now we're seeing 9, we're seeing 10. We know that the coronavirus can go 13 feet in a spot before it kind of dissipates. Are you guys going to maybe shift that, change that, or what do you think you're going to do with it, or keep it as is?
As commissioners, we're going to follow the lead of our public health officer, Dr. Tharp.
Okay.
He recommends that we change that distance. Well, certainly, that's something that we will do. We've been leaning on Dr. Tharp pretty hard for guidance, and he's been wonderful. So we're very lucky to have him here in Clinton County. We have complete faith in him. So.
Josh, how important is it to stay vigilant right now? You know, every now and then we do hear some good news, which is a positive thing for either the nation, the state, or locally. But you can't let up, can you?
No, you're right. You can't let up. And as badly as everybody wants to, including myself, we were even discussing it yesterday on our daily call that we want to go ahead and start making plans for getting things open back up and what that's going to look like. But I think that's wishful thinking at this point. We asked everybody to stay vigilant through the 20th, which is, you know, next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping and praying that by next Monday we can start relaxing things. But I think I've been, it's wishful thinking at this point.
Let me ask this, and I hate to throw a monkey into this wrench, but I'm going to I'm going to do this.
Thanks, Ken.
I'm sorry. Well, I think it needs to be. I think it needs to be said.
Sure, go ahead.
If we'll say everything gets relaxed a little bit, and then we start having cases come back, or people start having it a second time, what's going to be the protocol besides go back to the way it was?
That's a great point. I don't know that we're ever going to get back to the way it was.
I'm talking about you know, pre this, you know, talking about everything we've been doing so far. Do you go back to that?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Definitely we're going to, just because we've targeted April 20th or May 1st as the end date for the restrictions doesn't mean the coronavirus is going to go away.
Right.
We obviously know that's not the case. But I think what you're seeing is, hopefully, that people are developing immunity to it, and that's why plus with the steps that we've taken, you know, we're flattening the curve, and you know, it certainly doesn't mean it can't flare back up. It's like you said, it's not going away.
No.
And until there's a vaccine, widespread use of the vaccine for it, we're kind of at the mercy of Mother Nature, I guess.
Which could very well
flare back up. And I think if you have certain spots or we see that the state of Indiana or Clinton County are starting to flare up, I think you have to go back to the restrictions. Because it's obviously, we seem to have proven that it's working.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is the vaccine, from what I just heard, yesterday, the day before, they still say it's 12 to 18 months off. So
yeah, best case scenario, we're looking at here.
And so that's not really very good either. So
no.
And we're kind of walking on eggshells because nobody really knows and nobody really, and that's been my problem with this all along. Nobody really seems to have any idea what this really is and how you go ahead and try and take care of it. Take care of yourselves on top of, besides all these extremes that we're doing. Because there has to be, some point in time, there's got to be something else to go along with this.
I totally agree. Seems like we've been flying by the seat of our pants as a nation. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of guidance at the top. We've kind of been on our own. We've been fortunate here in Indiana to have a good governor and a good state government.
Mm-hmm.
Fared better than others.
Okay. Anything else you want? Go ahead.
My advice to everyone would be to keep doing what you're doing. Exercise the social distancing, staying at home, and hopefully we'll be able to get things open back up here the next 2 to 3 weeks. That's my wish. I'm always leaning towards the side of getting things open back up, people mm-hmm. being able to work, and businesses make money.
And hopefully all of our small businesses are able to reopen.
Yeah, exactly, because they're the backbone of our community.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. The local restaurants and small businesses, and they're the ones that are, bearing the brunt of this. So.
That's right. Okay, anything else?
I don't have anything else today, fellas. Like I said, I appreciate you having me on here.
And not a problem.
Appreciate what you guys are doing for the community.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Appreciate that. Josh Hewitts, Clinton County Commissioner, is part of our WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times.